Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Master Thief by Spar Games, and I have the masterminds behind the game themselves. I have Jacob and Jake with me today. How's it going, guys?
Great. Well, how are you?
I'm doing well. Does anyone ever get you guys confused because your names are so similar?
Oh, he actually changed his name to Jacob to make things easier.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That's so unfortunate because I had the exact same joke but geared towards me.
Nice. Well, I mean, it's bound to happen. You know, someone's going to say Jake and both of you are going to be like, what? And be like, yeah, well, now I don't know who I'm talking
to.
Yeah,
that's constant.
We have little monikers for ourselves usually. Like our emails, for instance, are Black and White, which is a black hat, white hat, good guy, bad guy kind of thing.
Spy versus spy.
So who's the good guy and who's the bad guy?
He's the bad guy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Likes being the villain. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, every hero needs one,
absolutely
right?
Right.
Sweet. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourselves, and then we'll go from there. So, Jacob, why don't we start with you?
Yeah. So I am I'm a graphic designer, and we are both from Toledo. I got my degree at Bowling Green State University, and so my entire life is just design, visual arts, and making things look good.
That's good. There's nothing wrong with trying to make things look
good,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jake, what about you?
Like you said, we're both from Toledo. I'm a writer and a husband and a father. So while he tries to make things look good, I've made good-looking things.
Oh, there you go. I like that. I like it a lot. So I'll be in your boat because I am married and have children myself.
Awesome.
So.
Oh, suckers.
I know, right? No, it's great. You know, yeah. But I have four kids though.
Oh, I only have two.
So they keep me busy for sure. How old are your kids?
Mine are two and just turned one.
Awesome. Yep. So my age 8, 6, 4, and 2.
Oh man, like nice. Every other.
Yeah, it's nice. Well, and it's good because they're all even
for
numbers,
now.
And it's even better now because my older kids are getting old enough to where I can play games with them that I enjoy as well.
Oh,
too.
Oh my gosh, so. Yes, that's a man after my own heart. I would love to play games with my sons.
Oh, yeah, and this show is great because I get exposed to all the great games out there, and then you know, I get the chance to get my hands on them. I'm like, okay, let's play some games. And everyone's like, yes,
yeah, sure.
game time. Right. So also, well, tell us a little bit about Spar Games.
Jake, you want to take that?
Yeah, I'll take it. No worries. So we actually founded Spar Games in about 2012. And it came from, he and I are both very competitive and we both love games. We love playing games. We love making games. We actually, I think the foundation of our friendship is whether or not we could make a better game than the other friend.
Oh, there yeah. you go. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right? Yeah. So I think at one point we were just sitting and I think I said to him, like, hey, why don't we just do this for a living? And he said, I don't believe in you enough. And I said, all right, well, let's try it anyway. And so here we are.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome. And a couple years later, here you are. So that's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important to note that Jake and I went to high school together, and we didn't necessarily get along. We've always been
necessarily get along.
No,
that's hilarious.
That's putting it mildly. We were enemies from the start, and I think that grew because we were so competitive. And I hesitate to say that that's what brought us together, and that our competitive nature is what makes us work together so well. And so now, I mean, we ended up being best friends just by happenstance. I'm not saying that I agree with that decision, but
it's actually just a long con. It is,
there you go. A very long
the
one.
The best man speech I'm going to give at his wedding is just going to be like, gotcha.
You thought I was your friend, but you were wrong.
No.
That's awesome. So, So Master Thief, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what it is and what people can expect?
All right, Jacob, you take this one.
Yeah, absolutely. So Master Thief is a game purely of cards. You can play up to 3 to 6 players, and you assume the moniker of a bandit in a museum at night, and everyone is trying to steal the most valuable items from the museum while also stealing from their opponents. And the goal of the game is to steal the most and get out without getting caught. So it's based on a wonderful set of mathematics that Jake, graciously dove into because I did not have the mind for it. And
right. I'm not artistic in any way otherwise. So
he's the numbers guys, and you make it look good, and he makes it work good.
Yeah.
And it's been an awesome process because it's just, a tennis court just bopping ideas back and forth and figuring out what works, balancing. This is our first game that we actually, hammer down to this extent. And I don't know. I know we're both really proud of it, and it's fun. It's got the Ocean's 11 meets Pink Panther kind of silly heist vibe to it.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, I could imagine that just being a movie in itself, just like all of a sudden all these burglars are in the same place at the same time. It's just like, all right, let's see who gets the best
stuff.
Right,
exactly right. Yeah, that's actually kind of what we were thinking, is what would happen if everyone got the same idea to steal from the same place.
At the exact same time.
Right.
Yeah, it's like going to the Louvre or something like that and be like, okay, let's grab the Mona Lisa and go grab some other stuff and get out of here. That's awesome. I love the concept. That's really fun. So how does the gameplay work?
Well, the gameplay is actually not as complicated as it would seem, but it's got some really cool in-depth strategy that you can apply to it. So you take turns stealing from the museum, where you'll find items or charmed items in security. And if you alert security, your turn ends and players have a chance to avert it. Which is a cool little feature that you can give up one of the pieces that you really want, but if you have 3 alerted security, the game ends for everyone.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
So then items, and this is part of Jacob's thing, is he designed it so that it had wayfinding. So the items actually direct you further on how to conduct your turn. So in the top left, you'll have action cards, how many you draw of your action cards. And it actually makes it a lot simpler if you're just picking up the game.
No, that sounds good. Definitely.
Yeah, cool.
It was very important that the graphic design of it was not just merely to make it look good, but was to guide the players through the game. So every turn is going to be the same basic steps, but will be different every single time you play it, because you never know, the randomness is you never know what item you're going to steal from the museum. It's dark in the museum is the way that we justify that. It's nighttime, you're just pulling things off the walls wherever you can. And, sometimes in a clumsy way, you take a security card and suddenly the motion detector is tripped because you're a clumsy thief. And because of that, you lose your turn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But it is, it's as Jake was getting into, it's definitely cooperative as much as it is competitive, because when the museum ends, everyone gets caught. If you're not out, everyone's caught, and you can be as selfish as you want. You can be as cooperative as you want. It depends on how you want to play the game. So you have many choices to make that add up to a very subtle strategy.
With that existing in that way, there's an almost infinite replay value. You can always play it differently, especially if you have multiple amounts of people playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And kind of the feel that I'm just looking at, because you have the whole black and white feel. It's almost kind of like spy versus spy as well.
Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome. So as we're recording today, I mean, you guys still have 13 days left to go on your Kickstarter, and you guys are already well successfully funded, so congratulations.
Thank you. We actually just hit our double mark, so we just got double funded.
Yeah.
And that's exciting.
Yeah.
So 200%, that's got to feel good.
Oh, it sure does.
And if people go and look at their Kickstarter, which you should definitely, just typing in Master Thief in Kickstarter, I mean, you have a bunch of different offers. Like you could just get the you know, the pickpocket, which is just a, you know, the one game where you can get multiple packs, and then you even have like t-shirts and sweaters and everything. So it's you guys are definitely banking on the merchandise part of it, and that's really good, because a lot of Kickstarters don't do that, and sometimes you want a little bit more.
Yeah,
we
wanted to show our gratitude to the people who are backing us, you know.
Yeah, and as far as the merchandise goes, just in as a point of reference, in my history, I actually spent 6 years in a screen printing shop, so I know the ins and outs of printing good t-shirts and printing good posters. So we're not just kind of outsourcing this. Like, we, as the creators, are providing all of the merchandise that are going to come in the swag bag.
So that's really cool.
It's even more of a labor of love that we wouldn't have necessarily, I don't think we would have offered it if it was just something we outsourced. We wanted it to really be a touch of our hands that really gave it to the people that back us.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And we also include the Kickstarter exclusive, which in the way that the swag is kind of Jacob's labor of love, the Kickstarter exclusives are a little bit of mine. They're kind of the ones that I've been foaming at the mouth to print for so long.
That's true.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. So, I mean, it looks fantastic. It looks like a lot of fun, and we know that this is getting made, and you've had a successful Kickstarter. A lot of the people that listen to the show are aspiring designers and developers that may want to start their own Kickstarter. So would you have any advice for them on how to go about with their Kickstarter?
I mean, I wouldn't be so presumptuous as to say that we could offer great advice. I almost would say that we didn't do anything right. It just worked out for us.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
It was because this is our first game, first Kickstarter experience in general. We have a long list of things that we would have done differently had we known, you know. And that's not to say that we're not happy with the way things turned out. Well, of course we are, because just, you know, at the way things are now. But we know that there's a certain level of, I believe, what has been come to be expected with Kickstarter. There's new Kickstarters every day, and I feel like there's a certain level of expectation, and we might have diverted from those expectations a little bit, not purposefully or by any, you know.
We tried
to
streamline it. That was the thing. We tried to streamline it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in streamlining it, we lost some of the things that are kind of native to Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we didn't have an early bird for every tier, which is something that, to be honest, now I'm thinking maybe we should have.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, there you go. I mean, and those are good tips for people to know. Just like, you know, maybe you didn't necessarily learn a lot about what you did right, but I mean, you learn a lot by what you don't do right at the same time.
And on that, if I could just add, make sure you have an extra gameplay video.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
So make sure you have a gameplay video. There you go. So that's good. And one thing that definitely drew me to your Kickstarter, I mean, besides just, you know, that the judging a book by its cover, I know that people say you don't do it, but, you know, everybody
that's
does.
Like, you so that's the point of book covers.
Yeah, exactly.
If you didn't do that, people would be out of a job, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, and that's what I liked. I liked the simplistic look of the, you know, the Master Thief logo, and so I'm like, oh, what's that? And I click on it, and then I watch your guys' video, which is fantastic too, and I really enjoyed that. So I thought you did really well with that, and I think that's a important people. That's kind of one of those things that people expect in Kickstarter nowadays. It's like, is your video good? Does it draw me? Does it make me laugh or make me want the game? Because sometimes, I'll admit, I go to a Kickstarter and they don't have a video, and then I'm like disappointed, or I'm just like, oh, well, I would like to know what this looks like in person and you know, see interaction with it. And so I liked your guys' video, and I appreciate
that. I think it's
the
easiest way to showcase who we are as people, because you're not just backing our game, you're also trusting that we're going to make it.
Definitely. Yeah, well, and that's a big thing is that's a great thing about Kickstarter is the community aspect of it. And so now the people know who you are, and they feel they know your face, they know your voice and your personalities. And that definitely draws people to want to support the project as well, just because, hey, those guys are cool. I'm going to support them.
Thank you.
So Yeah, no, so it's this game looks fantastic. I appreciate you guys being on the show. I know that having a Kickstarter can be pretty crazy, and you guys have a couple weeks left to go, and you're just gonna it's just gonna get more crazy. But we know the game's gonna get made. So when do you hope to have, or what is the schedule looking like for the game to be to the backers? And then also, do you plan on putting it into retail?
The game itself, we've been on track with our manufacturer to have it around the first of the year. We don't expect to we can't promise things for the holidays just because we're getting so close down to the wire. And being our first game, we want to make sure that we, you know, cross all our T's and dot all of our I's to make sure that everything is absolutely perfect, because we could never forgive ourselves if we overlooked even one little detail on this. We want it to be as perfect as it can be. So we're looking timeline just a little bit after the first of the year, most likely, for all the rewards to be doled out.
Awesome.
Now, as far as retail goes, we're going to have it sold online on our website for sure as a starter. But our main goal, as Master Thief is part of stealing artwork from the museum, our main goal is to have Master Thief on the shelves of museum gift shops.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool to you guys mentioned that in the video, and I thought that was a very smart way to go about it, to market yourself.
Yeah, we have that. We've always that was always the main goal is.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, I would say. Right. Sorry, Jacob.
No, you're good. You can take it.
well, I would say that it, as it is the main goal, it's not just to market ourselves. We also made Master Thief to sort of teach people things accidentally.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, teach them about art,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We both are huge fans of art. We come from Toledo School of the Arts. So we were just really excited to try and bring this love of art and competition back to our community. And one of the biggest parts of that is in our city we have Toledo Museum of Art, and we love this museum and would love for people to come visit it. And one of the best ways to get people to visit it is if they're collecting something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So that's great. I think that's it connects so much with the game itself, and just having it, you know, in a museum, it just, I just love how it just adds to the game. It's fantastic. Awesome. So thanks again, guys, for being on the show. I appreciate your time, and good luck in the future with Spar Games, and I look forward to seeing other games and Kickstarters that you put out and everything that you
great.
Do.
Great, thank you so much.
And thanks to Dan Patrice for our intro and outro. He is Dan the Board Game Man from the Geek All-Stars, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on the Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.